Welcome to the Windy Hill Windsock with me, The Solution, and joining me today for the, I think it's the third annual Christmas socking is Jez. How are you?
Good, Solution. How are you going?
Good, thank you. Good, thank you. With us is Windsock 2000. Howdy.
Merry Solution. Merry Sockmas.
Merry Sockmas, exactly. With us is Christina. How are you?
Merry Sockmas Solution.
Yep, same to you. And with us also is the correspondent. How are you?
Hey, Mary, whatever. What were we saying? Sockmas. Okay.
Sockmas, yeah. Let's be honest. I have nothing to talk about. It's not like Socktober where we've actually got, you know, trades to talk about, or we did a forecast a couple of weeks ago. We spoke about draft picks. This really is just about the pun. That's all we've got. So this is what I thought we'd do. How's this for an idea? So right now, we've got our Christmas tree. We have, you know, tis the season. We've got some Fiona's cookies under the tree ready to go for Santa with a little nip of whiskey. I want you to tell me what you're asking for from Santa, assuming you've been naughty or nice, or so maybe tell me if you were nice or naughty, and if I want the others to rule on whether that you actually are nice or not, or we may rule you've been naughty, and then what's your wish? What are you asking from Santa? There you go. Can you wrap your heads around that?
Is it just in general or football related?
Football, of course. Okay. Yeah. Of Essendon. What do you want from Essendon? What are you asking Santa to give you as a present? So I can see the quizzical looks. Windsock 2000's computing. He's gone into that glazed look. His eyes are rolled in the back of his head.
He's gone into binary.
Yeah,
whatever it's called.
Well, let's not cast aspersions on his gender, but whatever he wants is up to him.
No, the code. What's the code? 01.
Yeah, that's binary.
That's binary.
Yeah, he's gone into safe mode, I think. That's probably a better way to describe it. But I reckon, Jez, you're pretty nimble on your mental feet.
Good choice.
You can start. He does look happy. Firstly, have you been naughty or nice?
I've been very, very nice.
Why?
I'm just a nice person. I've been very good this year.
That's one theory. All right, we'll let that pass. What's your wish from Santa? What's your number one wish? And take your time, because I've got nothing else.
Yeah.
I wish for everyone to be as confident as me that we're going to be top two or three next year.
I think you said delusional wrong.
Yeah, that's right.
How's that going to help? I would argue if everybody thought we were going to be top two or three, that will be counterproductive to what Brad Scott's trying to achieve. How will that help?
Well, last night, our listeners might not know, we had our end-of-year Windsock Christmas party, Christmas gathering, and I said we would finish top four, and I felt like what it was like to be like a minority, like a hated minority or some sort of...
There's no room you could be in where you're right. A minority. You're always a majority.
I was going to say, you mean you felt like a North Melbourne supporter?
thanks, correspondent. You saved me from. I just had a crack about his weight and size. What a save!
And I just felt uncomfortable and unsafe. So I just thought, I just want my optimism, my positivity, to be spreading.
Okay.
Top three, maybe top four, top two or three.
So you're not, you want everyone to have the same confidence as you.
Just yeah, yeah, why not? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, that goes under the tree. Let's see what comes back. I suspect we could poll the team right now to see what you're going to get back. My tip in that conversation, I reckon we can. I give a range. It's a long. It's a big range. I reckon
1 to 18.
Yeah, no, I think it's between 6th or 12th, and that's an injury. Injuries will be the determining factor. What do you reckon, Christina?
That's a pretty fair call. I hope it's closer to 6 than 12.
Christina, are you lying on the floor?
Up on my bed.
Live from the bedroom. Are we having to pay for this per minute, or is this normal? Oh, that's your other channel. All right. What do you think, Winsock 2000? Have your computations been completed?
I think we have to make finals. And obviously my wish would be to win a final.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's
geez, solution. You're not sounding confident.
Oh, no. That would be, I mean, that's pretty obvious. That would be everybody.
Yeah, that's the obvious big Santa wish, yeah. Right?
Apart from a couple of Twitter accounts are only exist to point out how long since we've won a final. I think all Essendon fans would be happy with that.
Just on a point of clarification, when I said finish top four or second or third, that was the end of the round 24 ladder.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
So we may still not yet win a final, but that's just for clarification.
I wasn't questioning that.
Straight set.
Yeah. I was just wondering what sort of quick math equated to, I want us to finish. No, I think we're going to finish top four, second or third.
Or first.
Or fourth.
Yeah, fourth.
Like what's that? Seemed a bit incongruous. But anyway, what do you think, correspondent?
I'll just go with an Anzac Day win outside of a finals win. Just an Anzac Day win.
No, come on. Where do you think we'll finish?
Oh, sorry. I'm the same score as you. I think 6 to 12.
Yeah.
Definitely not top four. No way.
Well, I think the verdict is in, and Jez's whiskey will be drank, but your sock may be empty, my friend. I don't think that's going to be the consensus. But anyway, we'll keep going. Correspondent. Firstly, naughty or nice?
Yeah, isn't it for you to judge?
I'll be the ultimate.
I think we've all been nice, but it's that lies in the hands of others whether that's true.
Mm.
I think you've been jolly.
Jolly?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. I'll take that. I've had worse.
Yeah, I'm not going to touch that. What are you putting under the in your letter to Santa? What are you hoping to get in your stocking?
Me? I don't know.
What would you name one thing specific you would like Santa to give you that maybe if we got might help us get second or third? There you go. I've given you a hint.
No injuries.
No, you're not going to get that present either.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you asked me. I'm telling you.
You know what that's going to be like? That's going to be like in 1983 when I asked my parents for an Atari because right. my next door neighbor Ricky, he was an expert at it and he had Atari and his favorite game was Asteroids. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Jez and correspondent are nodding. And he's the sort of kid that he'd be on there for an hour and then I'd be out in 5 minutes or 5 seconds and then it'd be with him for another hour. So I asked for Asteroids and if I can open my present. My parents got me the two Pong, the two sticks.
Yeah.
And then the little white thing that went across the TV. Yeah, so I think that's what you might get. Now, no injury. It's impossible.
Your parents and my parents must have gone to the same school because that's all we got, Pong. It was so lame.
You could turn it into squash by having two little things on the side. Anyway, we're not going to have no injuries. Can you be more specific?
Oh, God. Not really.
No, actually, I can't.
Fucking moron. All right. Winstock 2000.
Yes.
Are you capable of niceness or naughtiness, or you're pre-programmed, aren't you?
Yeah, pretty neutral. Just depends which way the wind's blowing, I think.
Okay. What would you put in your letter to Santa?
I like to see players do really well, so I want the players, my favourite players like Martin, to have a ripping season, and get some individual accolades, that kind of thing. But yeah,
where will Martin be playing, do you think?
On the wing.
On the wing.
Yeah.
Who's going to be on the other wing?
Or
is that just Kelly?
Hopefully not Kelly. Hopefully we've got enough depth there that he never sees the wing again.
You can put that on the Christmas list as well.
Very good.
Here are some things that I don't want to see next year.
I think that's a better question to ask, mate.
I have a supplementary one, so I'm going to come around again.
Okay.
No, that's good. Any other players that you... If you had to maybe pick two others.
I like to say Baldwin have a really good year. I think this is, it's absolutely prime for the taking, that kind of third tall down back for him. Probably edging out Lav. They might be able to play together, I don't know. But I'd love to see that as well.
Pre-season reports are pretty good.
Yeah.
Around Baldwin?
I think he's always looked pretty good. I don't know.
I think, as we all know, there's no shortage of social media contributors to give us sort of intel. But there's obviously a couple of goats there. One's Charlie Dons, one's Rick Edwards, who kind of report from training regularly. Give us footage and others, but everything I've read and heard says that Baldwin has been good. And in fact, our certain person who I won't say her name, but her initials are Fiona, might have said that her mail is that he's like number one or two on the track. In terms of where he's at. So, we might see significant improvement with him.
That'd be good.
We rarely get negativity out of training, though.
No.
just to put my cynical hat on for a second.
Yeah, it is a bit like the draft, isn't it, where every draftee is going to be a star. Yeah. And everyone looks good in training. But, that's a good one. Christina, what did you have in your socket?
Well, my Christmas wish is either for Peter Wright or for Carl Langford to kick 100 goals.
Okay.
It's something painful.
You're also being disappointed in your socking.
I didn't know we were talking about the Melbourne Comedy Festival.
Well, at least maybe kick 50.
What about Coleman? Coleman's achievable goal.
Yeah.
Yeah, a bit more than 100 these days, I think.
Yeah.
That I think if either of them do that, then we'll be winning more games than losing.
I think you might be right. I guess my one, I've got one simple wish, and I think it's and it'd be critical.
Especially if you've been naughty or nice.
Me?
No.
Yeah, I've been naughty, I think.
Grumpy.
Yeah. No, I'm a nice dude. I'm just a windsock up a pole that just blows with the wind, you know, or doesn't blow, depending on the conditions.
You're taking us back to the sauna again.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I've got some tales for the sauna for Fiona's forecast next year. Have I what? But no, I've got one thing on my letter to Santa, which I think will be very, very critical to all our hopes and aspirations, and that is that Sam Draper is fit. And I'll even accept that, you know, he's maybe spends the first half a dozen rounds not as fit because he's coming back late and all those things. Or starting from scratch, I guess, compared to the other players. But I think if he can maintain fitness through the season, play most of our games, you know, we don't need the other guys except for a bit of a chop out. And maybe he's rested occasionally, but to me that would, if he plays a full or pretty much a full season, then we will be closer to that fourth that I predicted than the 12th.
I would like to see him get a really good fitness base and get really strong, even if it means he misses the first 6 or 7 games of the season. So then he's actually right for the rest of the season, and touch wood, for finals as well. So yep,
I'd endorse that.
So just get him right, take their time, no need to rush him, and make sure he can actually last the entire season.
I think the other guy that we need to get on the park is Zach Reid.
Yeah, has anyone sent any mail on him? What are we?
I think the mail is he's travelling pretty well. He's grown even taller. But yeah, clearly if he gets on the park and is able to hold down a key to defensive position, that frees up Ridley and others to be a bit more expansive. And back to your earlier question, mate, I think I'd also like to see Calders and Hobbs kind of really have a cracking season and almost, you know, rest the mantle away from Parrish, Merritt, you know, have the next generation of midfielders kind of step up.
So before we go to those guys, just on Reid, and I mean, the best thing about that is that Jerk Thatcher would just be a forgotten player if he can emerge. He's listed as 202 centimetres. Is that what he was listed at before?
Yeah, I think it's now 204, 205.
Oh, wow. Okay. That could explain some of his
injuries.
Literal growing pains.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And remember that Ridley had the same kind of issues in his first 2 or 3 years. Couldn't get on the park, injuries. So remain confident that Reid could get on the park and make a bit of a difference. Because we've clearly been undermanned in the back line, right?
Yes. 1,000,000%, yes. So
I should add, you know, obviously Ben Mackay makes a bit different. So Ben Mackay in the back line and Reid in the back line should make a substantial difference to allow, as I said, Ridley to play a more expansive game.
Yeah, so those midfielders you mentioned.
Hobbs and Caldwell, yeah.
Yeah. So who's missing out? So let's pretend in this fictional world where Santa delivers and everybody's fit. Jez, you look like you're motioning to say something. Who's your first midfield? Who's missing out? You got Caldwell, you got Hobbs, you got Setterfield, you got Shield.
Setterfield is borderline.
I think we haven't seen enough of Sardis. I mean, I can't imagine you'd play Sardis ahead of a Caldwell or a Hobbs. I mean, Dill, I think Dill will miss out. Dill Shield.
Over
any of the above. So Merritt and Parrish will obviously be in there or thereabouts, and Caldwell and Hobbs. You've got Perkins buzzing around, and maybe a Durham or a Martin flipping through there. And I just, if Shield was awesome late 22, early 23,
mm-hmm.
But it just might have passed him by, and I'm not sure he's the future.
Wasn't he playing injured? Isn't that the reason he fell off a cliff last year? So in this theoretical world that he's fit,
yeah,
I'm
just not sure he's. I'd rather play Caldwell or Hobbs in there than him. Myself.
I think it's all about balance, really, in the midfield, because you need your offensive mids and then you need your defensive mids, and that's where the start of our season was very good, because we had Setterfield as that stopping the player, defensive player, and then we had a fit Stringer who was able to come in and with his big body and push things around a bit. So unfortunately Hobbs and Caldwell are quite short. So it's really about balance of getting the right mix of players in that midfield group.
True. And for that reason, for me, it's Caldwell who might be missing out amongst that group, and then possibly Setterfield. What do you think, 2000?
I think you have to play Setterfield if he's available. Just the size marking, he's able to mark, he's pretty much our only midfielder that's a decent mark. If Scheel is in early 2023 form, I think he walks up. So it's kind of Merritt, Parrish, Scheel, Setterfield, and probably Hobbs. And then you've got the Stringers and the Perkins and the Martins of this world kind of rotating through. I can't see how you don't play those players. Setterfield's really important, I think.
What about a Caddy?
Next year? I wouldn't expect to see him through the midfield very much. Forward.
Do you want to round it off?
See him up forward. But it's not going to be easy for him to get a spot if, depending on how String is going.
Yeah, you have
to play Langford. You have to play Langford forward now. You just have to. You have to play right up forward, of course. String, you have to play up forward. Gresham, you have to play up forward. So Perkins, you really have to play up forward. They're not the most adaptable players, although Langford's played everywhere. He's clearly much better up forward than he is anywhere else.
I think
it'd be hard for Caddy to get a gap.
I think Perkins did some tagging in some of the games towards the end of the year.
Yeah, well, so not that we were spoiled for choice, though.
Yeah.
True.
All right. It's a mythical world anyway. There's no way we can have all these midfielders, all these players and all these midfielders fit and have this be spoilt for choice. There'll be injuries. Oh, yeah,
the odds are that Shield's injured. Stringer's injured.
Shield, Stringer.
the normal ones.
All right. So you've written your letters to Santa. I don't think most of you will get what you've asked for. But now going to write another letter to Bad Santa. Now, what I want you to do is name pick one thing that you want to happen to a rival club or a rival player.
Only one thing?
Yes. Yes. So, like, I'll start. I want to return to the pox on Joe Danaher's kicking boot. I don't want him to be injured, but I want him to, bad Santa, please never let him kick another goal. I want him to go 0-4, 0-7, 0-3. That fucking dead-eye dick kicking he displayed against us, which was just talk about salting wounds. I never ever want to see that again. So that's what I want Bad Santa to deliver. And I reckon that'll harm their premiership chances, actually. So that's mine. I won't go around the other way this time, Christina.
Okay, I want Sydney to lose to us by a point with some bad umpiring decision that goes against them.
I reckon correspondence zero injuries through the whole year is more realistic than an umpiring decision. But
I want to do it at the SCG, and I want to see them all completely broken by the fact that they were robbed and we won. So get stuffed, Sydney.
I like it. Like it. With Stock 2000.
I'd like to see Carlton just completely fall over again, as they tend to do every couple of years. You know, they think they're going to be top four, and I hope they just miss out on the eight. That'd be great.
Lots to talk about from Carlton supporters about how good they're going to be this year.
They're coming. They're coming again.
It'd be great if they sort of start the season well and then they just capitulate.
Yeah, like we
so
did.
They get their hopes up. Like us, yeah. Then they just crash and burn.
Jez, sorry, you're Jez. Something. You lean forward.
I was just going to say, I think it's the colour of your shirt, Christina. It makes you look like you're in a hospital gown.
It's a kind of blue T-shirt, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I want an after the siren win against either Collingwood or Port, because I'm still traumatised by the what's his face, Jamie Elliott and a Dan Houston events.
So to make it palatable for Bad Santa, you need someone to like miss a shot from there.
Yeah, right. Oh well, yeah.
Well, we could kick the goal. That would be nice.
I'm saying we kicked the after the siren.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Probably
through their heart.
I like it. Correspondent.
Mine's a little more unrealistic, but I want Hawthorn to go out of business.
I like this. Let's unpack it. How is Hawthorn going to go out of business? What scenario would see this happen?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I didn't have to explain. You just wanted a suggestion, right?
There could be some lawsuits.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, thinking about it, they're obviously they've got some issues they've been dealing with, and they might cost them millions. Actually, the extension to that really is related to Alistair Clarkson. I didn't want to wish the same on North Melbourne, but in a way, I kind of do. But only because of Clarkson.
Well, they're 27. Freebie handouts they've had this draft and whatnot.
Yeah.
And so. Next year as well. Disgusting.
Oh. Mm. All right. I don't really have much else. Who's going to win the flag next year? Give me your predictions. Let's really go dark.
Come on.
Bane, you really are. You basically should be in hospital right now.
Are you in the Alfred? God.
Well, the nurses come around to check her blood pressure.
I don't know, man. I think because we are in the middle of December and we are so far away from the footy season that answering that question or even thinking about that question and finding an answer is not that easy.
Well, just give me there's a gun at your head right now. Who are you picking for the flag?
Well, there's either who do you want to win if it can't be Essendon, or who do you think's going to win? I think that
should I try another language?
No,
a pretty simple question.
Hey,
who do you think's going to fucking win the flag?
Listen, mate, we told you being grumpy all year. Brisbane will win it.
Oh, God.
I know.
No, but it's all right. Joe might do a hamstring and he won't be fit for the final.
But if Brisbane win it, it's also it means who doesn't win it. It means obviously we haven't, but also means Collingwood haven't won it, Carlton haven't won it, and that's probably more critical.
Yeah, I got really excited there. The prospect of Danaher missing a suspension, maybe. Missing the grand final.
He's on a fence to worry about anyway.
He'll severely injure his buttock or his hamstring, cutting it on the fence he sits on during the prelim final.
Just like Danaher out, hemorrhoid. Love it. Jez, he's going to win the flag, mate.
Carlton.
They can't get more flag wins than us.
Hang on.
We're even at the moment on 16.
That's
they
right.
They can't win anymore.
This is Collingwood.
Hey, Jez, you answered that as if you were happy for it to happen.
No, it's just my prediction. I think they're on the up. They're coming. I can smell what they're cooking.
You signed up, are you, Jez?
Say again?
You signed up, are you?
Good question. What milestone membership are you on with the Blues?
I think I'm coming up to 15 or 20.
Okay, yeah. You joined when Diesel Williams was doing his thing. Good player. Yeah. Good player. Woodstock 2000.
All the teams have been mentioned. A chance, of course. Port's an interesting team. Never kind of know what you're going to get from them. A lot of great players. So if they can put it together, they'll have every chance to sneak one through.
I think that's my tip.
You think Zerky will be up on the dais on last Saturday?
Yeah, I think so. It'd be a little bit annoying. Wouldn't be as annoying as Danaher or McKenna, but it would be annoying. Christina?
Oh, I don't know. Most teams are annoying. I suppose I like the idea of Brisbane. They're kind of further away. They're most least annoying. And then, yeah, Danaher Cup is a can't be picked, so he can't play. So I like that theory.
All right. Well, I've got one more question to pad this out even just a little bit more before we fuck off for the year. This is a maths thing. I know you're the genius, Jez, to finish second and third, but we're going to be top four. This was our 11th, it was the 10th anniversary, but our 11th season podcasting. If that makes sense.
Okay.
So we started in 2013, and then 2022 was our 10th year.
That's right.
It's 10th season. So next year will be the 12th. Who's the fame? Was O'Brien 12, Preston? Remember O'Brien?
Yeah.
Give us some 12s.
Was Welsh.
Stephen Clark.
Stephen Clark. Well done.
That is a great effort.
I know it wasn't Paul Hills. He was 10. Because he'd never heard
My boy Tommy Cuts, didn't he end up at 12?
Yeah, he did, I think.
Yes, yeah, he did.
Is anyone wearing the 12 at the moment?
Setters, isn't it Setters?
Probably.
He only played about four games. So
we really are the
haven't seen enough much of it.
Yeah, we really are the preeminent podcast if you want information on the club.
If you want data.
Yeah, Will Setterfield, very good. All right, this is the final question. What's your personal football New Year's resolution? So I'm going to give you mine. I'm never again going to have a mid-strength beer. There was one game last year, I reckon. I checked my bank account the next day and I'd spent $120. And just pissed all night and didn't even got barely pissed. And we got thrashed. And it was like, why the fuck am I having mid-strength beer? So that's my personal football New Year's resolution. How's that? Then we can give me that and then we can all fuck off for the year. Winsock 2000.
Pretty good.
Well, I'm thinking of getting rid of KO. Well, I've got rid of it.
I've done it.
I'm thinking of staying. I've got rid of it. I can't do it anymore. But I'm thinking about seeing if I can abstain for one season.
How many games we got on KO? And what's your strategy to
watch? Well, they're all on KO, aren't they?
No, but well, the ones that are not on commercial TV at all. There'll be a few.
Quite a lot, yeah.
Probably the North Melbourne games.
Yeah. I mean, I'll go to the ones that are in Melbourne. It's just the interstate. I'll just go to the pub and I'd rather give them whatever, how much it is to get KO now. It's so expensive as well. And it's shit. So I'm done.
Well, perhaps get a job, mate. That'll be.
That would probably help.
He's working on his subscription to Winsock 2000 AI Plus.
That's right.
So he's going to get revenue that way. That's a great one, mate. I actually got rid of KO after the Cricket World Cup.
Did you? Right.
Yep. I have no intention of reinstating it for the same reason. And I was thinking exactly the same thing.
I'd rather go. It'd have to be like a hell of a deal to start the AFL season to tempt me back, I reckon.
Well, given we've got a lot of interstate games at the front of the year, let me look.
As usual.
Yeah, exactly. We've obviously got the Hawks. Then we've got Sydney and Port in weeks 2 and 4, respectively. And then we've got, I reckon you could get probably a month's free trial. Watch a couple of games. That might be the way to do it. But, yeah, I'm 100%. I'd rather go to the fine establishment, my local Kramer's.
Kramer's. Hey, how was it today?
Yeah, good. I went to watch a UFC. And
getting a fight?
No. People don't view me as a threat. You'll be surprised to hear. So,
I understand that, Damien Oliver.
We've had this conversation. I'm a lot taller than Damien Oliver. Just me and a mate sitting there and, watched Colby Covington lose, which was good, given he's a piece of shit. But that won't mean anything.
I don't even know who that is, but that's
like there, so. Yeah, that's right. Most people wouldn't know what that means. But no, I agree, mate. That's a great one.
Right. Problem for the podcast is that if both of you guys ditch your KO, we're gonna have to come up with about 25% of new content next year.
Yeah. We've still got Channel 7 commentators to bag. Yeah, that's a very good point.
We might have to sort of get someone Essendon Twitter or X to illegal downloads of the
that knocks out someone else.
Yeah.
Maybe we can ask Charlie. Maybe Charlie can stream games.
I'll tell you what, he's basically a media company.
Yeah.
Charlie Media.
I reckon we'd almost pay him, you know, the KO amount to do it, right?
100%. 100%. All right, correspondent, while you're talking, what's your...
Mine is New Year's resolution is I'm not going to go to Marvel Stadium.
God, I'm glad I asked this question.
Renault's done, or
I have no desire, mate. You live on the same side of on the train, get off at Jolimont. No need to go past the MCG.
Just, I think some people go to Perth, some people, you know.
Well, hang on, Richmond supporters don't go to Docklands, so.
Yeah, but you know, we're not Richmond, mate. We're not fair weather, but okay, fair enough. I maintain Essendon should have taken tenancy at the MCG when they had the opportunity.
Of course, yeah, they should.
Absolutely.
I think it would have been better from a footballing sense. Would have been better from a supporter sense.
You mean their club would have made a really sensible decision? Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't know. As I've said before, I think it. The MCG is like a nice house, you know. Marvel's a bit like a inner city apartment.
It's like a rental property. Marvel's a rental property.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Maybe. Or an Airbnb, possibly. It's okay in small doses. Better viewing. You're closer to the action. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're in the best level on the MCG is level one.
The viewing's pretty good at the MCC, isn't it, Jess?
Well.
Level two. Pretty nice on level two and three.
Yeah.
The MCC.
You're still closer to the action than Marvel. It's still closer at Marvel. But anyway, that's a good one. I like it. Jess, what do you got?
Well, I went a bit early already. I got two, but I've already gone on one, and that's to get off to get off Twitter. That for me was my resolution, and I went early on that. So I'm
well done too.
I'm unattached. And then the second one, just a personal one. I want to keep my tradition, which is 1 year old, as in this year. I went interstate for a game. Keep my tradition up of going to an interstate game. I really went with a couple of mates, and that was a lot of fun.
Have you been to Adelaide?
Yeah, we went to the Port game this year. The one
you guys are idiots. You went at the same time, don't you remember?
Yeah, that's right.
You both went together round, didn't you?
Yeah, that's it. Wasn't much gathering round by the
sound. No, it wasn't gather round, and it was a better round. And actually, it's a fantastic ground to watch footy.
So, somebody did mention in our Christmas drink last night that we should have a post-season trip, footy trip, for the Windsock crew. Where are we going? What's the? I'm just going to invite myself, Jez. What fixture are you picking?
I thought our budget extends to a weekend at that caravan park near what used to be Pentridge.
I think there's one still
Darvis
there.
Now, by the way.
No, isn't it still there, the Big Four in Coburg? I think it is.
The Big Four?
What's Caravan Park.
Holiday Park?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is. It is. It's off the back of...
the cemetery.
Darabin Creek.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we could do that. But the problem is Essendon don't play there, mate. They're not playing at the West Preston Oval, which is probably the closest.
You want to have an end-of-season trip during the season?
No, what I'm saying, yeah, good point.
Why are you talking footy trips when it's end of season?
What game are we going to? Why not kill two birds with one stone?
Well, apparently some people are going to Gold Coast next year.
Oh, my God, 2nd of June, yeah.
No, thanks.
In winter. And we could go and meet some bikers and take some cocaine and get some breast implants. Be great. All right.
I'm happy with mine, thanks.
And nice segue, Christina. What's your
okay?
Essendon.
The one thing I did this year that I regretted is that, like, I don't have a seat. I'm just general admission, and so sometimes I sit with people. Sometimes I might rock up a bit late and just stand. And this one particular game was actually at Marvel, and I was standing on the concourse on a ledge, and it was right in front of a gate. So I was getting this cold wind and draft up the back of me, and I was freezing, and I didn't want to move because I found a good spot.
Yeah.
And I think I nearly got a fever that night because it was so freaking cold. So that's my New Year's revolution. Find a spot that's not right in front of a doorway. It's pretty much simple as that.
Yeah, it's a real Sophie's choice, that one. Gee.
You know, it's that simple, really. It was like I stayed because I think it was the Adelaide game where we won. You know, we kicked up, we played really well. So it's not like you want to leave that game because we were doing well. But, yeah.
Yeah, well, no amount of mid-strength beer will warm you up, that's for sure. Very good. Well, I think that's basically it. Does anybody have anything they want to say before we sign off on 2023?
Well, I think my mood lighting's looking quite good right now.
Yes.
That's great for a podcast.
You'd have good acoustics in the hospital. Can you maybe sing another verse of
Nurse
song?
I'm good.
Oh, speaking of which, that's right. I decided to make this. I did two songs for this podcast, believe it or not. This is two ballads, basically. This is the ballad episode. So I did a song called All By Myself in the midfield, which is about Zach Merritt's midfield woes and lack of a dance partner since Job resigned. And then I also did a song which was inspired by the last Fiona's forecast, The Greatest Love of All, which can you guess which player that might be about? Well, did you listen? If you listened, you'd know. Jez listened. Did anyone else listen?
I listened to Central Chocolate.
Stole Jez's line from last night. Yeah, that was about Dylan Scheel, The Greatest Love of All. did anyone else listen?
Nope.
No.
It takes me at least 3 minutes to do it, a couple of takes. Jez, thanks for listening. What did you think?
I thought that the Zachy one was great, really liked it, but as has been hinted at, the other one, the problem with the other one is that all I could hear when you were singing was Eddie Murphy singing in Coming to America.
I've not seen that movie for a very long time. Does it hold up?
Oh, it's a classic. Absolute classic.
Still funny?
Yeah.
Okay. What about the second one?
I haven't seen that one.
Oh, the second one's shit.
Yeah. The world's most predictable answer ever. I'm not surprised. Shit sequel. Jesus Christ. All right, we'll listen to those songs. But does anyone, any final thoughts on 2023? Have you enjoyed it?
From a football perspective? Which
is... yeah, that's what I mean.
No.
The first half of the year.
No, hang on. First half was good, and then the second half was just abysmal.
Mm.
Can I end the year with a question?
Mm-hmm.
Will this time next year, when we're signing off in 2024, will Adrian Dodoro still be there?
No. Well, who knows?
Absolutely.
Define be there.
Yeah.
Not going anywhere, that bloke.
I think his ghost will always be there.
he'll never leave.
That's like Sheedy, right?
Didn't they announce with some fanfare that he was moving sideways? And I think I've seen more of him on the media.
Yeah.
It's like Dame Nelly Melba, mate.
He moved. He had a big lurch right into the spotlight.
Johnny Farnham for the final time.
Yeah, he's going to be a little bit like Sir Alex Ferguson hasn't managed Manchester United for 10 years, but every time they're losing, they cut to him in the stands close up. Even now, that's going to be Dodoro. He's going to be lurking the halls of Notre Dame, like Quasimodo, just never leaving. Very good question.
Hmm.
Anything else before we go? Wintock 2000. What's in the pipeline for upgrades next year? Architect
pipeline failed, upgrades
failed yeah. to show again, by the way. But anyway,
yeah, that's pretty normal. Be nice if he showed up for some of our sprints so we could get some work done.
Yeah.
No, so just more capability, more power, less downtime. We're running about 50% downtime at the moment, so it's pretty poor.
Yeah, and I like the way the outages are normally just between the hours of say 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. and then you fire up at 2 a.m. Yeah, it's great. Yeah,
sounds much. Like a pitch for like some kind of Bitcoin.
No, he's powered by Optus. That's what he's powered by.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
So essentially you're just always in sleep mode.
That's right.
Yeah.
Very good. Anything else? Final thoughts? Anyone? Christina?
No.
All right.
I think we're 90 days away, apparently. It just seems so close. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So I'm going to switch off from the – I've enjoyed the training pictures, but I might completely de-Essendon my timeline for a little while. But yeah, we'll be back.
I just have one thing to say, the training pictures. Some people are kind of getting far too much enjoyment by looking at the players and their physiques just in timelines. They're just
why are you looking at me when you say that?
Yeah. No, not this group, others and you sort of like you're like, people, please calm down. Like, you know,
we had to take Solution to the hospital the other day because he just kept drooling.
True, I nearly drowned in my drool and other juices, assorted juices. No, I must admit, I do not. All jokes aside, don't get sucked in by the look how muscly people look pre-season. But yeah, there is a cohort of people that do get involved. I mean, if
absolutely.
Yeah, dare I say, if we were to do that with the women's team, that we'd be in trouble.
Well, but, yeah, sort of my point. So it's kind of like, yeah, just calm down, people, calm down.
Yeah, yeah, I don't disagree. Good point. All right, well, on that note, thanks to everyone that listened to this and made it this far. Congratulations. Thanks for listening all through 2023. Check out our sponsor, Something About Cake. And she's sponsoring again in 2024. So we've negotiated that deal. So all you need to do is mention that you're a Winsock listener and you'll get extras. Let me just say that. So
free upgrades.
You'll get upgrades. That's right. Cake upgrades. Discounts, there's various things available. You'll get extra pinch of love in all your cakes as well. So check out Something About Cake. Thanks to everyone that listened. Thanks to everyone who participated in the podcast. We'll see you in 2024. And Merry Christmas.
Merry
Christmas.
Go Bombers.
When I was young, I played with Job Watson. Being Zach Merritt was lots of fun. Those days are gone. all by myself in the midfield anymore. 2023, I played with Darcy. We'll do great things, you and me. Then came your injury. Teach them well and let me lead the way. Show them all the beauty I possess inside. Show them clips of me, deal and chill. Let my highlights remind them what it is to be like me. Everybody's searching for a hero. People need someone to look up to. I never found anyone who fulfilled my needs until I saw perfection when I glimpsed my reflection. I decided long ago never to listen to Barrett or Carroll. If we win, if we succeed, as long as I'm on the TV, no matter what they take from me, they can't take away my vanity. Because the greatest love of all is loving me. I found the greatest love of all is loving me. The greatest love of all is easy to achieve. All you need is a tissue and a hand. It is a greater